I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. Last Thursday, President Obama expanded the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument in Southern Oregon and Northern California by 42,000 acres. Oregon's Congressman Greg Walden said in a statement, quote, "With this designation, the outgoing administration is locking up more of our public lands through a process that cut out many in the surrounding communities," unquote. Oregon Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Jerome Rosa said that during a recent tour he took of the expansion area, it was apparent that locking this land in a monument designation will only increase the chances that it will burn in the future.
This is old growth timber. There's knee-high wild oats growing there, a lot of feed in a beautiful area that is a fire-prone area. Lots of fires have happened there in the past, and it's a lightning strike away from just going up into flames.
There is some private property within the expanded acres.
What happens is access gets reduced, or access, the roads don't stay improved or maintained, or the gates are locked and they can't access their property. So the government makes the promise they will buy from willing sellers, and people end up selling for pennies on the dollar because they can't access their property to graze it or to log it or to make improvements on it. But not only that, but it removes this private property from the tax rolls.
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.